Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're Davy Crockett when we need them.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're going to talk about shooting with handguns now, and we're going to talk with somebody that a lot of people that I respect regard this somebody as to be the best handgun shooter out there. He goes by the moniker of Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, young man.
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I've got a question for you. I've never asked you this question, but I've wondered about it because I consider you to be more of a self-defense proponent, but I may be wrong about that. I fully admit I may be wrong about that, but I notice that most of the time when you're training, you're using a timer.
Correct.
Tell me why that is important for somebody. I've never used a timer. I've thought about using a timer, but I don't know why I would use a timer. Why would I be using a timer? Why do you use a timer?
Primarily to develop an awareness of time and what you are capable of performing within a given time frame. For example, if, most qualifications for really any agency or organization have time standards.
Right.
Well, if you don't have an awareness of time at all, and say the task is to draw and fire two shots on a target at 25 yards, on a man-sized silhouette in 3 seconds, then you're not going to make it. You know what I mean?
I do.
If you think about it, a simple task like that would basically require you to be able to draw and stabilize the gun on target in a second and a half, and that leaves you three quarters of a second per shot. You follow me?
I do.
Which is plenty of time if, you're on your game, but if you're not aware of time, or more specifically, what you are able to perform within a given time frame, you're not going to make that 3 second requirement. So ideally, and there's, you don't just, jump into being able to do something like that. You got to build up to it. You got to work up to it. But how are you going to do that if you have no time awareness? It's not going to happen.
Right.
That's why it's so important at some phase of your shooting development, you start using a timer and use it properly. The timer is, it can be a pretty fierce animal to work with because you're never going to beat it. It's just like Father Time. You can't do nothing about it. Time is always going to pass.
Right.
But, most of your competitive shooting sports are, you know, their scoring systems have a time element. Well, if you have no awareness of time, and you, for example, if you go through a course of fire, and let's say you absolutely shoot it clean for, you know, the highest possible points, but it takes you 20 seconds, and the other guy shoots only, say, three-quarter of the points that you shot, the maximum number of points, but he did it in 5 seconds less. Well, he's probably going to beat you.
Right.
You could interpret, him maybe not being as accurate, but time is a factor. Same thing from a self-defense standpoint. Time is a factor. If you're not aware of what you're capable of doing within a given time frame, things can go bad really quick. And I'll use a simple example for that. You know, combat firing is, fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver. If you're not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on.
Right.
In respect to using cover or concealment, respectively, if your next position, say, is 20 yards away, you know, you deem it, you go through your mental checklist in respect to what you need to do prior to moving into the open, but if you guesstimate it's going to take you 10 seconds to sprint 20 yards, but it winds up being 20, that's a long time to be in the open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
So any way you look at it, there's generally a time element to everything that you do. But your awareness of time in respect to what you're able to perform within a given time frame is critical to scoring well, to winning a match, or saving your life.
Does employing a timer, does that add a little bit of added, does it take away that comfort factor and that relaxed, I'm just practicing factor and put you in a sort of a pseudo-stressful sort of frame of mind?
Absolutely. You can induce stress, be it self-induced stress or external stressor by having someone else time you.
Right.
But the clock itself is a stressor. When you start putting time value on actions and, you know, again, you're not familiar with the cause and effect that a timer can put on you, you could come apart at the seams at a critical moment. One thing that I would recommend, I'll use a simple example. Draw, aim, and fire on a silhouette target at any distance that you choose, but break the task down into elements of establishing your grip on the pistol,
right,
removing the pistol from the holster, establishing your two-hand firing grip,
right,
stabilizing the pistol on target, aiming, and firing.
That reminds me of the drills we used to go through for the manual of arms when we were training for that basic training. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Talking about shooting handguns today. You can find Super Dave on Facebook at Dave Harrington for his personal page and Super Dave Harrington for his professional page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We
strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we were talking about the usefulness of a timer. How, do you think we've covered that pretty good? Can we move on at this moment?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Move out. What else you got for me?
So, here's I've long had this question. A long time ago, the only kind of Glock, for example, the only kind of polymer lower striker fired pistol I would carry was going to be one that would be referred to as a Gucci Glock.
Okay.
And typically with those, they always sand them down and make the lower smooth, and then they stipple it. And
right.
While, you know, nowadays, most of the, I mean, the Glocks, the fifth gen Glocks come with a grip texture on it. The CZs that I like to carry come with a grip texture. The SIGs do too. A lot of guns come with that now. It's a sort of standard issue. Front serrations, all this other stuff. But the justification that I would be given for stippling always puzzled me, because I was told that you would want to stipple your gun in case you got shot and your arm was bleeding and getting on your hand, and this would aid you in holding onto your pistol. Now, while I believe that's probably true, in your experience, I mean, you've been in combat I don't know how many times. When people get shot, are they going to go into shock, or are they going to go? Are they going to be able to have presence of mind to say, "Well, I must switch my my hand and I'm holding my gun to the other one, or I better hold on to it." Thank God for the stipple job. I mean, what's going on with that?
Right. Well, when you say, people, who people, what type of person is it? Your average bear? Is it? A special forces or a special operations guy that is physically and psychologically capable of handling the environment. All of these are very serious factors, but the one thing they all have in common is nothing is slicker than blood.
Yeah.
Any kind of blood. It's super slick. So under the circumstances that you describe, a good stippling job will aid in holding on to the pistol, provided, maybe you have no option to wipe it before you exchange hands or pick it up from the ground. But I've got a way. I only have one pistol. I have a fifth-gen G34 that a friend of mine stippled, and he did an outstanding job. It's just, it's actually beautiful. It looks good. The way he did it, the way he accented the frame, just outstanding work. The problem is the gun is too grippy.
Right.
It's
too aggressive.
And what I found, well, it's not that the stippling job is too aggressive. What I have found to be true in my experience is, there's a learning curve in respect to high speed gun handling, and normally what takes place in an instructional environment is the information is conveyed to how to do it best case. But when I, for example, when the timer goes off, I generally am never working with best case based on the speed in which I'm operating. So if you have stippling or an aggressive form of just say grip tape. I've used my share of grip tape back in the day on the Beretta 92s. And for high-speed gun handling, I actually wind up adjusting my grip at speed, but like using grip tape or a heavy stippling job, I can't adjust at speed. So I wind up having to comp it out in one manner or another. You follow me?
I do.
I've got completely away from, I run stock G45s in 9mm, and when I'm operating at speed, nothing, I would say probably 80% of the time I'm on, but the other 20% is comping it out or comping out whatever errors I have in my grip, but I'm working with a stock gun, so I can adjust at speed. I don't like a gun that's too grippy because, you know, if I make a mistake or there's errors in establishing my primary grip, control grip on the pistol, then when I transition from my control grip into my firing grip, you know, whether I'm using one hand or two, I like a little bit of, I wouldn't say slick, but I don't like aggressive stippling any longer. Now, there was a point in time in my learning curve where I felt it was necessary, especially
right.
with the Berettas, because, they had virtually no, besides the vertical serrations on the butt of the frame, they're kind of a checkerboard patch on the front strap. It still wasn't enough, and the guns were slick. But
let me get you to hold right there.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Super Dave's got a website. It is a work in progress. It's called combatspeed.com. He is ramping up and getting ready to get back into the full swing of being an instructor as soon as his doctors give him a full green light on that. And going to that website will let you know when he's got a class coming up in your area. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no new details on the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor confirming that all of the 11 families who have lost loved ones have been notified. Florida's Chief Financial Officer and the State Fire Marshal, Jimmy Petronas, say the search and rescue for unaccounted for people from the Surfside condominium collapse will not conclude soon. He stresses the number of people conducting the search, comparing it to the scale of a hurricane relief effort.
The men and women that are working right now, the task forces that are on the ground, 370. That's the largest deployment in the history of the state of Florida that's not a hurricane.
News out of the Supreme Court says New Jersey can't block construction of a natural gas pipeline saying the developer can use eminent domain to take the state property. You're listening to USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible. But no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden promoting his infrastructure plan in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington, talking about shooting handguns and such, did you ever get a Timney trigger to try?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have two, and I've been so busy, I've been burning it at both ends for about 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
And I just simply have not got a chance to, I was going to put them in my 34s. I have two Gen 5 34s that I was going to do a, and I just haven't got to it yet, but yes, I do have them.
I believe that the gun that I sent to Terran Tactical Innovations is going to come back with one of those in it. Because he has gotten a hold of that, and he believes, like you do, that it is this gigantic game changer. However,
right,
while with the Glock trigger, I can accept the game changer status. I would really like to know, in your opinion, in what way is it a game changer? What is it that makes it so radically better?
Well, it's just got a better feel to it. It's very clean, crisp. Whereas, you know, a stock Glock, now I run stock guns, and the Gen 5 trigger group, it was a phenomenal and is a phenomenal advance over the Gen 4 or previous Gen Glocks. and I fully expect the Timney to be that much better than the Gen 5 stock group.
Right.
But a Glock trigger is always going to be a Glock trigger just because of the way, you know, it's set up to function. But if you compare the comparison between the Timney trigger and the Glock trigger in the group in respect to how they're designed and function, that's what makes it that much better. It's clean, it's crisp, and you don't have as... If I were to describe a Glock trigger compared to a 1911 trigger group, I would say the Glock trigger feels a little spongy. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's kind of, I don't know, it's just the first word that comes to mind. It's a little spongy. Whereas, you know, a 1911 trigger group, God bless John Moses Browning, did an outstanding job designing that trigger group. I don't think anybody will ever design a trigger group that will surpass Browning's design for the 1911. But the Timney, for what they have done for the Glock, and I have been told by many shooters that I know and respect for their skill that it is truly a game changer. And I've got the conflict in my mind is I made up my mind to run. I want to find out just exactly what can be accomplished with a stock Glock, period.
Right.
Reliable, they go bang, as long as you don't get caught up in, you know, doing slicky boy, trying to turn it into a slicky boy gun. Now, I have no problem with that, because I have work guns and competition guns. But from a work standpoint or a self-defense standpoint, I would not modify the Glock in any way. It's perfectly capable of doing the job, and it's functionally reliable. And anytime you start, you know, tinkering with that formula, you can cause problems for yourself. You also have to look at your confidence. What are you doing? Or if you alter a pistol in pursuit of whatever, you know, for whatever reason, in pursuit of whatever goal, and in your mind, you know you're running a risk of compromising its functional reliability, what does that do to your confidence on a psychological level?
That I totally get. Now, while I totally get that, though.
Right.
How many people get out there and do... I mean, how many people have come to you in your classes with a fairly modded up pistol, and you're like, hey, dude, why'd you get that done? And they can't tell you.
Well, I can tell you. Generally, the understanding is looking for that literal magic bullet in respect to buying skill. I recently read, I can't remember where I read this, but it was a post, I think it was a post in Facebook, maybe. Staccato has an excellent product. And a guy made the comment, something along the lines of, I was told that you couldn't buy skill. And evidently the guy has made some phenomenal gains in respect to his performance simply by choosing to, you know, purchase the Staccato and use it.
Right.
I get that. I understand that. And that may be...
That's referred to as the mechanical advantage. The mechanical advantage.
Correct. Exactly. Thank you. That may be true to an extent, but then again, you know, I don't know what the guy's skill level is or what his ability to perform under stress is, but that's the whole key. It's more of a, I think it's more psychological than it is actual.
Right.
People are looking for that mechanical advantage.
Well, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, right. I've done it myself. But skill is earned over time with experience. And it also depends on what your application is as well.
Right, right.
If you look at bullseye shooting or police practical competition, I think it's PBC, those handguns are extremely modified. I mean, beyond the realm of common sense, in order to provide the mechanical advantage for shooters that have the skill to be able to take advantage of it. I fully agree with that.
Hang on for me for just a second. I want to expand on this when we get back. Super Dave Harrington, you can catch him on his Facebook pages and his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. He's got some new videos up. I was watching them before the show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We've been talking, we got to the part about mechanical advantage with a handgun. And but you had mentioned that you were looking to find a way to get as much out of a stock Glock as you possibly can.
Correct.
Now, I'm curious about that because, is that because you think that's the configuration you're going to find most Glocks if you have to pick one up in the street or something in the event of something bad going on? Or
absolutely. You should be able to, I mean, in respect to battlefield appropriation, you're exactly correct. The Glock, I had read once upon a time, basically dominated about 80% of the world handgun market. You know, it's the most common blaster out there. But what I'm trying to do specifically from a standpoint of comparing, for example, I know what I'm fully capable of performing with a custom 1911. Well, is that same level of performance, can I replicate that same level of performance with a stock Glock? And that answer is no. Where it becomes an issue for me personally is at range. I like to do long range stuff with a handgun. When I say long range, I mean, you know, 100, 200. The longest hit that I've ever made with a handgun was 300. That was on a pepper popper, and I did that with a Beretta 92 back in the day when I was, you know, on top of those guns. But it's from a standpoint of mechanical design and function, the 1911 design is inherently much more mechanically accurate. Now, Glock did a bang-up job with the Marksman barrel that they now offer in the Gen 5s. And I would say, just in my experience, the Gen 5 gun is probably at least half, again, more accurate than the previous generations. And that's simply because the redesign of the trigger group gives you a much better feel, much better interaction with the pistol, and prevents you from disturbing the gun target line when you fire. But I have yet to be able to replicate my 1911 performance with the Gen 5. I'm still working on that. I'm not giving up.
Now, as far as guns that bring a mechanical advantage, do you believe that training with a gun like that does that cripple a student while they're going there? Does this take them to a place where if they have to step down to something a little less mechanically advanced, that they're right. going to feel it? They're going to sense it.
Yeah, that's a very good observation. Yeah, it's it depends on the experience of the individual. You know, I always put a emphasis, because I do what I do, on being able to shoot pretty much any handgun well. But I do have my favorites, you know, my pet guns. However, for an example, because I've been asked time and again, what do I choose to shoot Glocks now when I have access to, you know, custom 1911s? And it's a maintenance issue for me, because the finer in the long run, I would say maintenance and, to an extent, durability. It depends on who's doing the custom work. I had just flat out privilege to, when I first started competing, of shooting Larry Vickers' work, LAV Customs. And the only problems I had with Larry's guns was, on two occasions, I had the extractor hook pull off the extractor. And that was just from sheer numbers, you know. It can happen to anybody. It was a parts failure. It wasn't a mechanical design or function problem. I wore the extractors out. But true to form, you know, it'd take me, you know, just a couple of minutes to put a new extractor in it, and I was rocking.
Right.
I've never had a Glock extractor fail on me. Now, is that due to the design? Very possibly. Metallurgy? Possible. But I cannot imagine how many rounds I've put through Glocks to date since I decided to start running them. Probably it's 7 or 8 years ago now. I've never had one fail. The only thing I did to, I did run, dadgummit, I had it right on the tip of my tongue, and Jeff Wilson triggers. I can't think of the name of his company. But he had the knack for polishing OEM parts. He used all OEM parts, but the polish that he put on them made them much more user-friendly, and I ran his triggers, his trigger groups. And I didn't really see it as a violation of protocol or anything in respect to, you know, it being stocked because he used all OEM parts. I've never done anything different.
When I get the
one, go ahead.
Well, I mean, before we run out of time, when I get the Glock 45 back, I'm going to be calling you, and I'm going to see what your timetable is going to be like. I don't know what you got going on, but that may be a road trip.
Okay, come on down, man. It may be time.
We'll film that. We'll film that and put it in both places and everything else. Before we run out of time.
Absolutely.
For those of you looking to maybe get involved with a class, you need to keep paying attention to combatspeed.com. His website is a work in progress. He has come over the time that Dave and I have been doing this segment. Dave has gone through much rehab, and he is coming out all the other end now. On Facebook, Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington, respectively. On YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. That's where you can go find some, you know, some mini seminars on video right there. Dave doing it for you. So, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care. I'll hopefully talk to you next week.
Roger that.
All right, out here.
Out here. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.